going, little mama? Where you going?
What's up? It's your girl Nikki Bot, and also on the mic we have at No Yup.
What's poppin'?
AKA Lil Dick Slap.
Lil Dick Slap, don't forget.
I don't know if that alias died. Didn't you announce that?
It's
still living.
I mean, whenever I want to get back in my ratchet bag.
That's beast mode.
You know what I mean? Anytime, yeah. I go back to Lil Dick Slap, but I'm nice and cool right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So episode 5, today we have Yoko.
Hey.
Hello.
Yoko, what's your Instagram?
PapsXSmear.
PapsXSmear. Does that mean anything? Is this related to Pap Smear?
No.
What's Pap? Pabs like?
Like Pabs Blue Ribbon.
That's what I was thinking. Second.
Yeah, when I lived in the Bay, I was like very into the punk scene, like crust punk and shit.
Crest punk?
Yeah.
What's crest punk?
Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, basically those punks you see on the street that are like really dirty and grimy.
Is that like specific kind of to the Bay?
No, they're all over, but okay. It's a lot in the Bay Area.
Because I feel like I've heard people talk about that specifically in the Bay. What the fuck is up with your beer?
I don't know, dude.
The foamiest thing ever.
I know.
Okay, so follow her on Instagram. Do you tweet?
Yeah.
And Twitter. Same handle?
Yes.
Cool,
this is the name. I didn't realize your shit said Pap Smear. I thought that was like actually Pap Smear. Like, I thought that was an actual word for the longest.
Yeah, but it's not that.
But it's Pap, like,
Pab?
Like she said, the beer.
But what's the smear part?
Just because, like, I don't know, in the band The Germs, there's someone named Pat Smear.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just kind of, like, ran with it.
A play on words that went over my head, but that's because I'm not
that
punk and cool like that, but coolio. So, where does Yoko come from?
I don't know. When I started dancing, one of my friends, she was gonna name herself Yoko, but I'm black and Japanese, so she was like, no, you should be Yoko, like, you look like a Yoko. So then
you
I
do
just,
look like a Yoko.
And I couldn't pick a name, so I just went with it and it stuck.
That's dope as fuck. Does it mean anything? Do you know?
No, I don't think so. Everyone thinks it's because of the Beatles, but I don't really like the Beatles, so.
That you would have named it, but I wonder if the word, what the word means. Because other, yeah. Like, one of Rev Run, or Russell Sim, sorry, I'm getting them confused. Rev. Russell Simmons' kids with Kimora, yeah. I think one of theirs is Yoko.
Yeah.
Or maybe fucking not, I'm just like, appropriating the whole family right now, nah, but.
I think so, yeah, I think you're right.
It's so fucking cute, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan. And, actually, now that I think about it, do you know who Taz's Angels are?
No.
Do you know who Taz's Angels are?
I've heard of them, I haven't.
Oh my god, I'm surprised you don't follow, because you should, on Instagram. They're like this polyamorous family. It's like one guy who's Taz, and then his angels are these. It's basically, they're his girlfriends or whatever, but you know how certain people like that become famous, like Charlie Sheen and his two girlfriends,
yeah,
or whatever.
Or like sister wives.
Yeah, they're sister wives. So anyway, their dog is named Yoko, and she's in a lot of their snaps too. She's really cute too.
Their dog?
Yoko, and she's like cute and black and spiky. She's adorable.
I thought you were about to say one of the girls.
I know, I probably should have. It's not really it's not super doggish, it's really pretty, is my point. But, okay, so you're Japanese and black.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope as fuck. I'm obsessed with the concept of Blasians. So, you won the genetic lottery, I think.
Yeah.
My mom's black. Your mom's black and your dad's Japanese.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Sacramento.
Cool. Okay, so then moved to the Bay.
I grew up in Sacramento, but I would go to the Bay Area, like, every weekend, because the bus is, like, $1 to go out there.
Nice.
Yeah.
How long does that take?
The mega bus. It's, like, $1 to go to the Bay Area.
It's literally $1?
Yeah, it's, like, $1, $2. Damn. Yeah. It takes,
that's
like, an hour.
That's lit as fuck.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Wow.
You might just have to go to the Bay and get $1.
Yeah.
Okay, just go.
Yeah, like, a lot of shows and stuff.
A lot of shows and shit.
So you were into the punk scene. What other music are you into? or have you been into in your life?
Like everything, literally. Like even like lately, like my favorite song to smoke blunts to is Living in the Sunlight by Tiny Tim.
What? I don't know. What is that?
Like from SpongeBob.
By Tiny Tim. Yeah. Okay, Eric, does that mean you know what that is?
No, but the fact that it's from SpongeBob.
Yeah, it reminds me of SpongeBob, like the way it sounds. Or yeah. There's a Tiny Tim song in Insidious. It's just like crazy high-pitched, like ukulele sounding. Like,
ooh, music. Interesting.
Yeah.
Music is dope, so that's cool. I'm already learning stuff.
Wow.
Okay, so Sacramento, the Bay, and now where do you live?
I'm currently in Palmdale, the desert, but it's temporary.
Palmdale, how close is that to Palm Springs?
It's the complete opposite direction.
Oh.
Palmdale's north of here, and Palm Got Springs it. Is south.
Yeah. Palmdale's more the high desert, right?
Yeah.
Like, going towards Victorville?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's Victorville famous
That's
for?
That's where I used to...
Really?
Yeah, it fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Palmdale, but...
Palmdale sucks.
Yeah.
The desert. What is that? Is it like one of those desert towns that's seriously like a one horse town? Like,
yeah, kind of.
Small as fuck.
The Guess closest 7-Eleven is 6 miles away from.
Six where fucking I'm at. Miles.
Yeah.
Wow. So then you come up to LA.
Yeah.
For your social life, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And then. You work up here.
Yeah.
Not in Palmdale at all.
No, I used to live downtown.
Got
and
it.
And then I moved to Palmdale until I have enough to move back out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or until I find a place.
So how'd you get into dancing? Actually, should we go right into that or should I just keep saying where... No, we'll go into that. How'd you get into dancing?
I used to waitress at a strip club at Deja Vu. In Hollywood, and like they make you like clean the stage where you have to like dance in your uniform and pretend you're cleaning the stage, and I would make like mad money doing that. Like, I wouldn't sell any drinks or anything. Like, people would just want to tip me for dancing.
Performancey, like, yeah. You like are cute, like twerking while you're cleaning is the point, but you really have like your objective is really to clean the stage.
No, the objective is to dance and like act like we're doing it, but we're not really cleaning it.
But that's a specific assignment for the waitresses, not the dancers.
Yeah.
Interesting. What it was your uniform?
Like a glittery like bustier like corset type thing,
okay.
And like fishnets and like black underwear. Yeah.
Did you pick it out or did they? That's whatever.
No,
on
more? They give it to you.
Got it. So that was at Deja Vu, and then how long ago was that?
That was almost 2 years ago now. I worked there for about 6 months, and I started dancing while I was still working there. And then I got, like, some girl tried to, like, jump me and my friend, so I literally was like, I don't even care about this job. Like, I quit right now. And then I was like, you can just, like, fight me outside right now if you want to. And
what kind of a girl? A dancer?
No, another waitress.
Like, in the back room tried to jump you? I feel like people use the term, like, getting jumped, really, that can mean such a big spectrum of things. So, like, she came up to you and said, give me what you made tonight?
No, she, like, cornered me and my friend because I, like, called her out on something. Like, yeah.
So that's when you left that job.
Yeah, nobody really liked me there anyway, so I didn't really care about it that much.
We had a girl who works there now. Did you know Sage?
Yeah, I know Sage.
Okay.
We never met in person, but we're like online friends, and like she just recently got tattooed by one of my friends.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What was she probably after you there?
Yeah,
because she seemed like she was pretty recent, her whole story. So... when you transitioned from waitress to dancer, did you just, it was because you saw, like, how much you are making?
Yeah.
And then, how'd you get the position of waitress in general at a strip club? Like, how did you think that they, I don't know, it seems random if you don't.
I was just, like, browsing on, like, the internet for jobs, like, Craigslist and all that shit. And I saw that they were hiring for waitresses. And so I went on their website, and you have to, like, you actually have to send them a picture of yourself when you apply online.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
And I sent them a picture, and they called me literally like 5 minutes after I sent it.
Cute.
So I went and got it naturally, and it was fun. But it's like it was like a really, really shitty job, like to the point where I could have sued them for several things, so.
Like management wise, is the client, so now where do you work?
I work at Seventhville.
Seventhville is, I always pass the sign.
Yeah.
It's on
Sunset and La Brea.
Okay. Cool. How do you like that?
It's fun. I mean, it's cool. You get to, like, I don't really get forced to do anything I don't want to do. And actually, like, a lot of girls are scared of, like, the management and stuff, but it's to the point where I feel like I actually tell my managers what to do and they just, like, oblige.
Is so, that because you've been there so long?
Maybe. I think we just recently got bought out and I was there before, like, for a while before we got bought out, so I think that's why.
Yeah.
But it's pretty, like, it's a pretty relaxing job as far as, like, rules go for me.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's whatever.
Well, do you feel like, what do you fit into? Are you, like, a rookie or are you a veteran? Because in stripper world, it's still, I feel like it's expedited. Like, you say 2 years you've been dancing.
Yeah.
But that seems like a short time amount in any other field.
Yeah, there's like a thing, there's like a statistic that a lot of girls dance for 2 years and stop, like around the 2 year mark.
That's so short, that's so funny.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it can feel really long depending on.
Yeah, because I see a lot of girls there who are like in their 30s and stuff, and I'm always like, wow, I don't want to be that girl, you know? Like,
yeah.
They think that they're like a veteran and like the boss, you know? But It makes me kind of sad. Like, as much as I like strippers and like sex workers, because it is really empowering, it's like, it makes me super depressed to see like 35 year olds with kids still working at the strip club every night instead of like bossing up and like taking advantage of all the people we meet and like going somewhere with it, you know?
Yeah, so what is your ideal, what would you do? You've been doing it for 2 years, what is your ideal time where you would stop?
I think I'm gonna stop. I told myself I would stop by the time I'm like 22, because I'm, I don't like to disclose my age publicly ever to people, I'm under 21, so, but I'm not 18.
I know, that shocks me, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't...
That's crazy.
Yeah, you don't look old, obviously, older than that by any means, but that shocked me, though. Okay, so you can strip once you're 18.
Yeah, fully nude clubs, you can.
Fully nude clubs, which I just learned because I was talking to this guy who was talking about Portland strip clubs, and he was like, oh my god, the thing is, those are fully nude versus LA is topless.
Yeah.
And I was like, how has this never come up that I never knew there was a total distinction? All LA is topless?
No, there's the, my club is fully nude, so the fully nude clubs out here are 18 plus.
Oh, and alcohol is a thing,
yeah, and
right?
There's no alcohol at fully nude clubs. They have like fake alcohol that they sell.
What,
but,
like non-alcoholic beer or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like 0.2% alcohol beer. And
speaking
like
of, I'm gonna crack one open.
Oh my god.
But keep going, because this part really interests me.
And then at topless clubs, they have like alcohol, but you have to wear pasties still, because like nipples and like obviously like vaginas and stuff are a health hazard to like drinks, having like open drinks. And
because you're gonna fucking lactate in a drink, but
I know,
okay.
I know. Yeah.
Interesting. Yes. See, so that's never come up, and that's kind of crazy. What is the environment like at a non-alcohol strip club? Does that mean the guys are even fucking weirder because they're there, or does it mean...
Well, I don't know, because my club normally doesn't get busy until after the bars close, because there's like everything else is closed.
True.
But the fully nude clubs. So that's where they go. So we get like a lot of drunk people still. And, like, a lot of, like, people on drugs, a lot of drunk people, like, rowdy groups and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is a fully nude club in LA? Do you know of others?
The Deja Vu I worked at was fully nude.
Is that the one on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah. Okay. And I worked at Sam's After Dark downtown, which is also fully nude. I think that all of the Deja Vus are fully nude, except the one on Main is turning into one with alcohol soon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is that the one downtown?
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to say, I think there's a Deja Vu downtown.
The one downtown.
The one that it seems, it looks really big.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know how to and describe it. Kind of on the fucking side.
Yeah, you see
of the
like
road.
The bouncers with the red ropes outside.
Yeah, it just looks more like square warehousey or something like that.
They're turning into like a topless club pretty soon.
So you started out as a waitress in a fully nude one.
Yeah.
So is that why you made the choice to keep going to fully nude ones, or how do you, what was the decision?
Because I'm not 21, I can't work at a topless one.
Got it.
And I mean, like, if you have a fake, they don't like actually check anything.
Yeah.
So I could, but like, I just don't want to, like, a lot of clubs have been getting raided, so I don't want to like risk it or anything. I'd rather just like do it the proper way.
Damn, raided. Yeah. So they're like, fucking give me all your IDs and papers.
Yeah, they like check everything.
Yeah. Do you think you would? Well, you wanted to quit before, by the time you're 22. Do you think you would move to a topless one once you're 21?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to, like, have the chance to check out, like, Ace of Diamonds and, like, Crazy Girls and all that before I stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would do the same. Just seems like that's
just, like,
a different...
Just, like, check it out,
yeah,
you know?
It's a different type of environment. It's really party-ish tables, I don't know.
Yeah.
From what I know of it, it seems, more nightlife-y.
Yeah.
Or something. Plus, like, it would just be cool to see
and guys
celebrities
can buy you drinks and like you can smoke blunts and shit inside of those places. So
there
I'm
you
like,
go.
She's thinking of the finesse. She
I'm like, I'm about to finesse everybody for everything once I'm in there while getting money, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's easier to make money in those types of environments too because they put you on stage in like groups at the bigger like Ace of Diamonds and like Crazy Girls. They put you all up in a group. And it's like someone sweeps all the money and that's like on the floor and then they distribute it evenly. And like, so therefore if I'm not even doing any work really, but there's still like so much money on the floor, I still get some of it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I feel like girls wouldn't like me if I did that. I'd probably get my ass beat.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you just learn when you get in and see what's up. Do you have other friends at your club? Is it like nice or are there girls like the jumper girl who are always trying to be competitive?
Well, I like to say that Seventhville is the most kumbaya club out of all the strip clubs I've ever been to. Everyone tends to be like at least cordial to each other unless it's like an actual problem, like someone steals something or someone like does something that's worthy of getting like yelled at or into an argument. But other than that, everyone's kind of like friendly. Like if a customer doesn't like me or something, even if I'm not friends with someone, we'll like tell each other like they don't like me. Maybe they'll like you and like help each other out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Why is it called Seventh Vale? Is it like a play on words or something?
From what my old manager told me, it was open like it was like one of the first strip clubs in Hollywood, and it wasn't a strip club. It was like an Indian type place with belly dancers, and
ooh,
it the Seventh Vale.
That's cool. I love that take on it.
I don't
it.
Know if that's true, but my first manager that I had there told me that when I was doing a photo shoot there.
Yeah. Cool. So I would ask what you wear, but if it's top nude, you start your night fully nude?
No.
Are
we
you
wear outfits?
Just a shoe model?
No, we wear outfits, and then we have to be topless by the first song, bottomless by the second song.
Topless by the first song. After, you're talking about when you're doing, you're on stage.
Yeah, we do two songs and you have to be topless by the first song and bottomless by the second song. Yeah.
What kind of music do you pick out your own songs?
Yeah, we all have our own playlists.
So does the DJ just know what order the girls are going in?
They
or you'll
do,
be like, here's my music, or whatever.
Like, we have to go in and, like, get ready, and then we check in with the DJ, and, like, we go in the order that the girls check in throughout the night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long is your shift, usually?
Well, I get to come and go whenever I want. We're not, like, on a schedule, but...
How does that work if, what if there's, like... only a few left, or just that
well,
just never happened?
The managers normally text us at the beginning of a shift and ask if we're gonna go in, or like if there's like not enough girls and there's just like barely any girls that night.
Yeah,
it is what it is. Like there's nothing they can really do about it besides ask us if we're gonna come in.
Yeah. So what is on your playlist right now?
Right now,
and how many songs do you dance to at a time?
Well, I have like my playlist, and then I have songs like that I made them download to the computer because they use Spotify. Mm-hmm. And some songs that I want are on like SoundCloud or something. So like I make them download it for me. But right now I've been dancing to Suge. They're like, I don't know how to explain it. Like Banji girl, like voguing, like, you cool. know, feminine queen type stuff.
Or how do you spell Shug?
S-H-U-G.
Cool, I'm gonna look into that.
And
that
then,
sounds cool.
I dance to Tommy Genesis a lot. Like, that's like when She's in the club dope. When I you hear her. Tommy Genesis, everyone knows that it's me going.
Ooh, that's so cute. Yeah. I love that the music is relevant as it should be, but you know, people who have no idea what's going on in those clubs, you'd think it's like literally cherry pie and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Just like old fucking irrelevant shit.
Yeah.
Not that that's not a classic to some people, but that's funny that you're literally listening to SoundCloud.
Yeah.
That's dope as fuck. I would like that if I was a customer.
Yeah, I find that a lot of people like that because I try to cater like my music and what I like to wear and like how I dance. Like I like to kind of make it all like mesh together and go very well.
Yeah.
So like I usually wear all black, sometimes a little bit of red, and I wear like 10 inch tall boots that are like thigh high, like leather boots.
Mm-hmm.
And I like dance to like, you know, Tommy Genesis or like very like, you know, like bratty, sexy, like BDSM type of music. Or sometimes I'll dance to like Death Grips and like slam my heels around and like,
yeah,
I've literally like,
yeah,
I've literally
so
like
cool.
gone up in a customer's face and like growled at them because they weren't tipping me. Like I just wild out.
To a Death Grip song?
Yeah.
Can you remember which one?
I only danced to Come Up and Get Me, Clink, World of Dogs.
World of Dogs.
Bass Rattle Stars Out the Sky, and then there's another one that's like super popular that I always dance to.
That's just dope.
Yeah.
That they're in the strip club.
I'm obsessed with this concept.
Yeah.
And I love that you wear all black and red. You have such cool personal style. So do you just rock with that, and then like your management doesn't like they want you to accessorize however the girls want to and stuff?
Yeah. I actually got really mad recently because there's this girl that works there. She just started, and I walked in and she was like on stage in like a full, like white, like almost like a Jabberwocky mask with like a nun outfit on, like dancing on stage for like techno. And I like ran back there and I was like, this is what we're doing now. Like you guys told me I couldn't wear a mask on stage and now she gets to wear a mask on stage.
Eric is dying. Why? Because Jabberwocky?
Like, you just see her up there like.
I mean, I'm freaking out too. Is that even a cohesive pairing? Nun and Jabberwockies to techno? Maybe it is.
But it looked like it looked crazy because you couldn't see her face. You know, she had like a nun, like a whole getup on.
A habit or something.
Yeah, and she was like, I don't know, it was crazy. And there was like no one in there. And like, there's some girls, like, including
myself. Wait, was she new, you said?
She's like newer,
yeah.
And there's some girls, including myself, that like, if there's no one really there, they're not tipping, we'll just kind of like stand there and stare at them while we're on stage through the whole song. So she was there in like a mask, just like holding the pole, staring at this guy with a mask on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's so funny. And your management was like, yeah, this is what we're doing now. Like, it's allowed.
Yeah, because my new managers surprisingly are like very into like weird goth shit or like classic rock, like Black Sabbath, like Ozzy type shit.
That's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's like an angle.
Yeah.
I didn't know about yet. And we haven't like learned about through talking to anyone else who dances. That's cool.
Yeah.
So your whole management changed, like the people you report
to? Yeah,
we
got bought out by Sin. They're like Deja Vu. They're a corporate club. We were like privately owned before.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, there's like other Sin clubs, but I've never been to any. So.
It's an LA thing though?
Yeah. They're like LA City of Industry, like they're all over.
Cool. So what mask would you wear if you were gonna wear one or when you proposed that?
Well I only own like doctor masks, like
that
just cover the bottom half of my face.
Cool.
But I used to have one with like a sad mouth and like tears coming off of it.
But like the medical, that's
yeah,
where
so
it
looked
be.
Like it was like tears coming out of my eye with like a frowny face.
That's so cool for a strip club.
Yeah.
What an experience.
Yeah, they're pop locking though with the techno.
Yeah. She is. Death Grips is, that's so fucking cool.
I'll come see it. You up there pop locking. I might get up there with you. You feel me?
Yeah.
Get my pop lock going.
For sure. So, let's see. Is Seventh Veil, we've talked to other girls about how their clubs are like predominantly one race. Like it'll be a black club or like a mostly Hispanic club or something. What is Seventh Veil like?
Actually, right now there's like a really big mix because when we first got bought out, it was mostly black girls auditioning, but then it got to the point where they were like, we can't hire any more black girls because it's just black girls here. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, all guys have like, they like different stuff. So they didn't want them to only have to pick from a room full of black girls.
Yeah.
So now there's like a lot of white girls, black girls, Mexican girls, like there's not that many Asian girls. Like it's me and like maybe like one other girl.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Do people think you're Asian?
Yeah, I actually get a lot of guys like betting between each other before they talk to me.
Like, I thought you were gonna be like something like that.
They're like, oh, like we knew you were Asian, like
Yeah. Interesting. What kind of guys like you the most?
Either like really older, like white men.
I feel like they like fucking everyone or something. I'm sure they really like you, no, but that's
normally what I get, yeah. But it's normally like weird ones who are like working on Wall Street, but are like visiting and like want to show me like pictures of them when they were in college type of thing.
What the fuck? How do you react to that? It's like, you were cool.
Yeah, like oh, you played football. Cool.
Nice.
Like,
oh, that's sad. They're like,
yeah,
just reliving their fucking
or like race. A lot of rappers like me that come in, like no matter what race, all the rappers always like flock to me, and I'm like,
name them.
Like, please stop.
Yeah, drop some names.
Just like who's been to your club? Yes,
most recently, this guy named Dangerfield. He's from New York. I feel like nobody out here really knows who he is. I feel like
I don't know.
Like SoundCloud like, rapper ish.
No, he's like signed and like, but everyone that I've met from New York, where I'm like, oh, I'm like in the studio with like, you know, Dangerfield or whatever. They're like, oh my God, you're with like a rapper I like, and I'm like, no one in LA knows who that is, but everyone from New York knows who that is. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's probably the same. There, but reverse. Yeah. I don't know. Different thriving music scenes, but so he was there. Any other notables in your entire career experience?
No one big enough to talk about.
Yeah, you know Travis Scott, dirty ass man in there.
Nah, but I did see. I think it was Ian Connor. I saw him post like a picture like by my club, and then someone came in there that looked like him. Then he tried to say that the guy that was in there tried to say that he was like a stylist or something. So I'm assuming it was him, but he was broke. He didn't like, they complained for like 15 minutes to get free drinks and free entry.
Because of their clout, Eric's favorite word is clout, by the way.
I fucking hate that.
But because of their clout, that's what they were saying. Like, we're cool,
I don't even know why they were complaining. Like, they were like, it's dead in here, like, whatever. Like,
but who would give free drinks? Does that ever happen? That's like...
No, like, the girls barely even get
exactly,
free drinks.
Exactly, like, that's like the last thing that would ever happen. Yeah. Yeah, okay, you can drink for free. That's weird.
You get free drinks if you buy a lot of lap dances, and that's the only time that happens.
Yeah. So, back to your outfits, because that's one of the most important elements for me. So, your outfits, since you just got to take them off, when you dance and you take off both pieces, I guess what I'm trying to say is, for a nude place, are you walking around nude or are you walking around in an outfit?
You walk around in your outfit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you still get to wear it and stuff.
Yeah.
Are you towering above people in your 10-inch?
Yes.
10-inch, what does that mean? Like, that's the heel height?
It's the platform and the heel, yeah.
So the platform would be like 4 or something?
No, the platform itself is 10 inches. Yeah.
How tall are you, like, just regularly?
5'11".
You're fucking tall.
Because like, I'm 5'9", and I would be, even when I wear regular heels, you know, I mean, I don't give a fuck, but I'm always taller than people, but that's
I like to be tall because when you come into a room, I'm the tallest person there, actually, in my heels. So I like to be, when you walk into a room, especially at my job, you're forced to see me because I'm the tallest person there. So you have to see me at some point. Like, you can't lie like you didn't see me because I know you did.
And so you talk about empowerment, like all of these things wrapped together, and I feel like would give you a sense of feeling empowered.
Yeah, I get asked a lot by a lot of customers because, like, I'm very picky on who I talk to. Like, even in the club, like, I know it's like I'm there to work, but it's also dangerous being a stripper. They're like, even in the club. So I'm very, like, picky about who I talk to after, like, working so long and having so many experiences that a lot of guys are like, oh, you bad and bougie, huh? Like, you bad and bougie. And I'm like, you know, I'm just like, yeah, I kind of am. you're not worth me talking to. Like, I know my worth and you're not worth it. Like,
what do you mean by being picky? Like, are so many people saying, hey, come over here? And you're like,
yeah, no. Like, guys will literally try and, like, grab me and, like, pull me to go sit by them and talk to them.
And you're just
and
like,
I'll literally,
no.
like, shake my arm away and, like, give them the nastiest look and be like, don't touch me. Like, just because I'm naked, you can't, like,
so
grab
who do you
me.
Decide on then?
Like, I find normally, like, if guys are bold enough to approach me, I'll talk to them because I wear like black lipstick and like heavy makeup when I go, and I'll wear like a really long black wig and like tease it up so I look like a fucking like crack whore or something. And like a lot of guys like won't talk to me, they'll just like stare at me and like tip me on stage but won't talk to me.
Okay.
So if guys are like bold enough to talk to me, obviously I have to like give them props because
yeah, that's a good test. Just get it out there first.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love your aesthetic.
Or like if there's like a really cute guy, I'll talk to
him. Naturally.
But yeah, that's it. I don't really approach customers.
Yeah. So I feel like we get a good sense of what kind of personality you bring to when you're at work. Have you always been confident, or do you even think about confidence as part of what you do?
No, I don't think about that at all.
So how did you, was it like scary or weird to think, could I be a stripper on stage, or were you just like, that sounds fun?
It's actually like a really funny story because I feel like when you're in elementary school and like younger and they have the playground and they have that pole on the playground, like before I even knew what a stripper was, I was like on the pole doing pole tricks in elementary school. Like, seriously.
So your elementary school teacher is looking from across the yard like, oh fuck. Like,
yeah. That's great. And like,
or what's going on at home or something.
Yeah, and I've always been like really open with my sexuality too. So just like a combination of those things. Like, once I learned what like stripping was and like how like those girls were doing that, you know, I always knew at some point that I was gonna at least try it.
Wow. When did you learn about it then?
Probably when I moved out of Sacramento.
Okay.
Because there's like no strip clubs at all in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. There's a Deja Vu, but it's like outside of where I lived. And like my friends there were like not really into that kind of stuff. Like not even really into like SoundCloud. Or, like they didn't know what any of that stuff was. Mm-hmm. So once I moved out here, I've been out here for like almost 10 years, I would say. So I moved out here when I was like a freshman in high school or something. And, like, it was just like, whoa, there's so much stuff out here. Like, I'm meeting rappers, I'm going to, like, parties where it's, like, girls, like, twerking on a speaker and, like, dancing on a pole and, like, you know.
Yeah.
Just, like, getting fucked up. And then once I met strippers, like, when I started waitressing, that was the first strip club I ever went to. That was the first time I went in a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just took off from there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always trying to dance like a stripper now everywhere I go.
What was the first party you went to when you, like, started coming out?
The first party I went to.
Well, fucking freshman, so fucking 14 years
no,
old.
No, deadass. The first party I went to was Ham on Everything.
I knew it. I fucking
hell
died.
Yeah.
That's where I met all like the people I know now. Yeah. Like,
do you remember about that night or like who was performing or anything?
I do remember. I remember because I was really excited because I knew about Ham on Everything when I lived in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. But I was like, fuck, like I'm really young and it's only in LA and I don't know if I remember I went and I went with my brother actually.
What year was this?
This was like,
because Eric was there, is the point.
I probably was there.
Yeah,
I didn't start going until 2014.
This was when I met Angel. So
Angel?
Yeah.
Shit.
So this was like
Angel the boy?
Yeah.
Like Angel
Annie. Annie Angel? Yeah.
Yeah. He was like actually my first friend I made. So that had to be like, I feel like I want to say it was like 2014 maybe. Because I remember I already had my stomach tattoo and I got that in 2014.
So funny the way you remember things. Yeah. Like that. I remember it was in the picture.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
It's really tight.
So I got it 2014 and I remember exactly who was DJing. I remember it was Prince, she's now Princess Golem, but she was Wi-Fi's little angel then. Yeah.
No, but okay, but before that, when I didn't live in LA, I used to follow her on Instagram and she was Baby Almond Eyes.
Yeah, and that's why I was like excited to go because it was still like Tumblr was popping and I was like, I love her.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go, but I ended up getting like super like, my brother had to carry me to the car.
I'm sure you weren't the only one.
I bet you anything. Was this at the Manchester spot?
No.
It wasn't downtown then, huh?
No, it was off Venice. The one where it's like hella graffiti on the wall. It's like outside and inside.
I hate that spot.
You know all the spots and what? Which one have you drawn? You've described them to me. There's like a house one.
Manchester spot where everyone's car gets broken into.
Because that's in the hood. That's in South Central. Like, that's in the hood.
Yeah.
They did literally all the way in South Central.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, literally.
Like everyone's car got broken into.
My car never, when I had my car, it never. I used to park that little
it's a
like
bad, one. Like stereotype that's but true no, for that party or
it,
something.
I mean, because even the dudes that own that warehouse were like janky and shit, low key.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, it's like, it's probably them who like,
might, yeah, that's what
let their friends know or something. That's like, oh, that I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
So that's cute.
That's what's up, though.
Ham on everything. So you move. What was your question? You just said, what was the first party you went to out here?
Yeah.
Because I knew it was going to be ham.
Yeah.
That's why I asked. I knew it. Like.
Yeah. So you have an older brother.
Yeah, he's my stepbrother.
Did he grow up with you in San Francisco or in Sacramento?
No, he's from Canada.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's born in LA, lived in Canada until he just moved out here this year.
Cool.
Yeah.
You guys are obviously kind of close.
Yeah, we're super close. Like he knows all the shenanigans I get into, and like if I'm ever I could be in LA and be like, I'm off like so much drugs right now and like I don't know what the fuck going on and I don't have a ride home, he'll drive and pick me up and like take me home.
Does he still go out?
No, because he doesn't know anybody, and also I think he's trying to like be a firefighter or something, so he doesn't like do drugs or anything anymore.
That's sick. I really always have such respect for firefighters because very rare, first of all, like you never encounter them, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then also they're just like actually like police are risking their lives too. Well, we don't have to talk about the police right now, but firefighters literally are fucking literally risking their lives. I just can't even believe it. Well, I'm gonna go into this burning house. Can't believe it. And there's so many volunteer firefighters. Like that's a thing.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind too. Who are these saints? So what other siblings do you have?
I have 4 step-siblings and 1 blood-related sibling. I have an older sister who's the same age as my stepbrother, and I have a younger stepsister with my stepdad, and I have 2 stepsisters with my stepmom.
So do they all know about your life?
My mom and my stepdad do, but my dad doesn't.
Okay, are you close with him?
My dad, no. Well, kind of, he tries.
Yeah.
But I, like, if I tell him even anything, it would, like, it's so out of, like, it's, like, not normal where he lives. It's not, like, in his head, he would be, like, freaking out probably and think that I'm, like, a crazy, like, drug addict, like, prostituting, living on the street, like.
He's the Japanese.
Yeah, and he's not.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
People think that Japanese parents are, like, super strict, and my dad's not, like, strict. Oh. But I know that he's just different than, like, my mom and my stepdad, because...
Is your stepdad, what race is he?
My stepdad's black. Yeah.
Just wondering if it has anything to do with just cultural perception of it, or, like, if they're more accustomed to...
I think that...
Not really.
I think
I don't know. I'm saying than her random Japanese dad, I don't know.
No, it's like, with my mom and my stepdad, like, I can be open with them and, like, tell them, like, you know, they've, like... they're more understanding to how, like, I've, like, changed and grown up and, like, what I'm into. And, like, you know, my mom used to be a model, so she, like, knows about, like, the partying and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, they're, like, you know, she's just, like, young. And that's what she likes to do as long as she's being safe about what she's doing. Like, I'm sure it's not, they want me to be, like, a doctor or something crazy, you know. But, yeah. Like, as long as, you know, as long as I'm not being, like, super, like, dangerous and, like, irresponsible, they, like, don't mind it. And they actually, like, support whatever I want to do.
I mean, you are a doctor. You wear a mask.
True.
Yeah, Dr. Yoko.
Do they know the full truth? Like, what would you say? Mom, I actually am dancing.
Yeah, she knows that I'm dancing. She wants me to actually teach her how to twerk, and we're going to do a pole class together.
Remarkable.
Yeah, and my mom, like, wants me to take her. I was like, I need to go to the stripper store, and she's like, I want to go. Like,
interesting. Is she young for a mom?
No, she's, like, in her early 40s. That might be young.
That is young.
Because I know some people, though, that are younger than me and have older parents, so I guess that is kind of young, but...
Well, it is, to me, a parent who was in their, so early 20s is when she had you or something, that's what I consider young.
Yeah.
For a mom. Early 40s, because that's cool. She's not even 50
yet. Yeah, she, like, goes to, like, she goes to, like... Because I don't just strip, like, I do other stuff, but, like, even other things that I do, like, music videos and everything, even if I'm, like, twerking my ass in a music video, she'll still, like, watch it and, like, support me, you know?
That's so fucking
cool. With, like, everything
cool.
I want to do, but my dad literally, like, has no idea at all what's going on. Like,
yeah.
I'm lying through my teeth to him every day about what I'm doing. Or, like, I don't talk to him at all about it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. He doesn't, yeah, it is what it is.
It doesn't bug me.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't mean, it's not like honesty is the policy.
My dad's
stuff like
just
that.
Mad
like,
bougie. So, like, he's like an engineer and his wife is a doctor. So they're just like mad bougie.
Yeah.
And like that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I'm like the most grimy bitch ever. So I'm like not with it. Like,
that's so funny.
But speaking of, you said something about music videos. What about music, though? I see you, like, on Instagram playing your...
Yes! Let's talk about that. So you play guitar.
I do a lot of stuff musically. Like, I play guitar, and I can play bass. I learned from my sister.
Bass is, like, a cool-ass chick instrument.
Yeah. My sister's one of the best bassists I've ever met. She plays, like... She started on, like, electric, and then now she plays, like, stand-up bass in a jazz band type shit.
That's
like, she's
so
super
fucking
talented.
Cool.
Who's your sister? Is she Esperanza Spalding or some shit?
No.
Because that's what she sounded like. I was at the
And I play, I can, like, sing, play bass guitar, I freestyle. Like, I used to be able to do it really good sober, but living out here, living out here so long and everyone out here is like, oh, I have mad clout, I don't freestyle for free, like, you gotta pay me, like, nobody does it for fun.
That's stupid, because
so,
it should be
like, I'm not, I haven't been around in so long that now it's, like, only when I'm, like, super fucked up, like, you'll catch me at a party, like, freestyling over whatever song is playing.
That's dope. Freestyling is... such an exercise of the mind, like, that's props.
And I can, like, make, like, dark wave beats.
What is that?
Like goth, like, not like techno, but, like, I don't know,
dark wave is like a subgenre.
Yeah,
looking into it along with Shug.
And I used to play classical flute and piano.
That's so dope. Yeah. Musical as fuck. Do you want to take your music? Is that important to you, music? Like, you want to expand that?
It's important to me, like, as a person, but that's, for me, it's, like, that's my sister's thing, and that's what she wants to pursue as her career. And growing up, like, I was such a bad child that the attention was always on me, so I want my sister to, like, have her own thing, and I'm just, that's why I don't really try and pursue it, because I want my sister to, like, let her have her own shit instead of me always trying to come in and have the attention in what she wants to do and, like, in our family life and everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredibly noble and stuff, but
people ask me to do music all the time, and I'm just like, I mean, I'll do it, but I would probably do it under a different name so no one knows that it's me.
Interesting.
Because I don't want, like, clout from it. I don't want that to be, that's not my passion. It's just something that I do to express myself.
Exactly. It's so important to have, like, crafts under your belt. Not that I'm saying I have a lot, but I've always known that I should. And my even like things, if you can, my mom has always just like told us if you can sew or if you can like do like random shit, like that's like you need to have a craft, she always said, like just in case. It's literally just like skill sets. So that's really cool that you can have that. And if you decide to pursue it later.
Yeah.
That's very cool though. I saw that too. Singer, songwriter.
Yeah, yeah. She's dope. Your shit was dope too.
Thank you.
The acoustic guitar shit is tight.
Yeah.
But I have an important question. Have you ever seen Players Club?
No, and actually...
Everyone does the exact same reaction.
Okay, but actually, my friend Tragic told me that I remind them of someone in Players Club, and I'm like, am I just too young to know what that is? Like, I'd never even heard of that, you know?
You might be Diamond. You might be the main
So character. I think it was Diamond.
I think you might be.
And I was like, no, but I'll look into it, you know? Like, I'll watch it.
We all gotta watch
it. I don't, I'm like very, I don't know, I watch like weird shit and don't pay attention to like a lot of the classics, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know why I asked that, because I don't expect, like, a stripper to see a movie about a stripper. Like, I would expect strippers to watch other shit, because they strip, like, all the time and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's their job. But, I mean, it's just weird to me, because that's
such a
classic.
Like, exactly. Classic. But I think that people really do, like, laud that movie as just, like, a really good movie. So I think in that respect, people would have seen it if they're strippers or not. But, would you avoid content like that ever? Like, do you not? Do you feel like things you've seen or conversations you've heard about strippers are accurate ever? Or are they, like, literally all so far off?
Well, I feel like it depends. Because I've met a lot of girls that in, like, working in different clubs that do fit the stereotype of what I hear, like, dead on.
What is that?
Then, like, you know, like, a loud mouth, like, big booty ratchet girl who just, like, strips but then also like escorts on the side and just is like trying to like scam your credit card and like sell you drugs and is like addicted to drugs and alcohol and stuff, which I have met a lot of girls like a lot of girls like that.
Yeah,
but I also meet a lot of girls who are like, including myself, who are completely not what you would expect from a stripper.
Yeah,
like a lot of them are actually just like, they don't go out and party all the time and like don't, like, they're just, like, at home with their kid the whole time. We're, like, taking care of, like, their whole family based off of just them stripping, you know? So it really depends, but a lot of the girls are what you would expect.
Yeah.
When you think about a stripper.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So, do you find that it's hard or easy or doesn't make a difference at all to date?
It's actually really, really hard. Because it's always, like, because I'm a stripper and, like, also with stripping, there's obviously guys that want to, like, see you outside of the club, whether it's, like, a rapper or just, like, a rich guy or someone. And it's, like, with me personally, like, I don't ever knock anyone's hustle, but I don't do any extras, I don't escort anything. Like, if I hang out with someone and they want to give me money, then obviously I'm going to accept it. But when I'm trying to date someone, even... I find that they'll come see me at the club or, like, they'll, you know, come see me and, like, support me and tip me and whatever. But then, like, even, like, a guy friend, like, someone that's not affiliated with the club or money or anything, they just, like, get these ideas in their head that, like, oh, like, you're messing around or whatever because you're a stripper and you're trying to trick off guys all the time. And it really sucks, but, you know... There's got to be someone out there eventually who will be okay with what I do and what I've done, so...
I mean, you make... Your entire spin on it is, like, really mature and fucking about your own shit, so I think it's attractive it's like, as fuck, so...
I'm gonna get my money regardless. Like, that's what's most important is paying my bills and having my life together, so romance can come later. I mean, it is fun to date people, and I really enjoy it because working at a strip club, like, actual genuine affection is very rare outside of that for me. But, you know, if it doesn't happen because of my occupation, which isn't my permanent occupation, isn't, like, my end career goals, and they can't accept that and support everything I want to do, then I'm not tripping. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever, like, dated somebody and like they know you're a stripper from the get-go, but and they're okay with it in the beginning, but as time goes on, it just like they start like the stripper shit starts being a problem with them. But it was cool in the beginning though.
Yeah. Like the past two guys I've tried to date, that's what happened.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of them I literally was living with them when like when I went to audition, I was like, okay, I'm going to audition, and then it ended up just like fucking everything up. Yeah. Like yeah.
That's what a lot of niggas do that. They give it strippers and then like break up with them because they're strippers.
Uh-huh. That shit don't make Everyone sense. Loves stripper aesthetic, but no one actually loves strippers.
Yeah. Like they like the idea of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they like the idea of it. But if they like the idea of it, just come to the strip club. Don't try and date us.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, so I gotta be honest. Recently, I signed up. I did a free trial of Sugar Models, mm-hmm. the app. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
So it's like a sugar daddy thing. There's a... And the thing about LA is that, like, God bless it. There's a fucking... There's billboards of this shit everywhere. I just think, like, you wouldn't find that in other cities. There's a huge billboard on Sunset or whatever. Yeah. Sugar Models. Like, it's Chick-fil-A. So out in the open. I just... It, like, cracks me up.
I only know about Chick-fil-A. I don't know about
the Sugar Models. No, it is. It's right across. Yes, that's the one. So, I went on to... It was because this other job, like, led me to... It was like, you have to make an account with this to, like, apply for this brand ambassador shit. Whatever. Anyway, so I went on... And I just, like you mentioned, if a guy wants to give me money, I'm not going to stop him. Like, those conversations just seem so, like, abstract to me. Like, I can't imagine. So I went on and, like, would randomly get, like, it would be, this guy favorited you. Like, I only had it for, like, 3 days. And it was just, like, an influx of guys, like, fucking old, whatever, gross guys, saying they favorited me or sent me a message or some shit. And I, like, don't even know how I would start that conversation. Like, when you say a guy gives you money, like, what is that like? I just don't even understand.
I don't know. Like, for me, my favorite types of guys are, like, I have this favorite guy. I have one guy who's, like, my favorite guy.
Client?
And, like, I guess you can say he's a client, maybe just a friend as of now. Okay. I haven't seen him in a while, but I did meet him in the club, but he had seen me on stage and was like, how tall are you? And before he could answer, he like threw hella money on me.
How tall are you?
Yeah, and then he got a dance with me and didn't make me dance. He just like gave me money and like talked to me like a stack of money.
He gave you money and then started saying, so, and just like told you a story or something?
Yeah, and was just like asking me questions and like doing drugs and like, you know, just chatting and like, you know, just like sitting together.
Yeah.
And, like, I would literally just, like, go hang out with him and we just, like, go to the beach or, like, I would bring friends because he had friends there and, like, he would, like, pay me the most, obviously, but he would pay all of us and we'd just, like, hang out and, like, you know, drink and, like, do drugs and, like, smoke and then, like, we would all just, like, go home at the end of the night.
When did he give you the money? Like, I'm just interested in the logistics, like, of this shit.
I normally, when it comes to things like that, especially if it's around their friends, I tend to ask them to use, like, Venmo, PayPal, Square Cash. Because that way he can just send it to each of us girls without it being like, here's me handing you money and now all my friends know that I'm paying these girls to hang out, you
Got
know?
It.
So I'll normally like do it over a text message before I show up and then be like, okay, I need you to send it to me like as soon as you come down to get me from like the lobby or whatever. And they'll send it and then I'll just have it and that's it. Or like, I don't...
So you're just really upfront about it.
Yeah, there have been guys that... like try to pay me after we're done hanging out, which always makes me kind of suspicious because I'm like,
what are you expecting up until
like payment? what do you want me to do? Like, I've literally left men's houses or like left where like this, like if I'll be in the studio with someone, I've literally left because they're like expecting too much. I'm like, you know, at this point I don't even care. Like, you know that I'm not like that and I'm just your friend and you're making me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, keep your money, like whatever, thanks for the experience.
Yeah, like, it's just an interesting thing that people really will and are so willing to give money for like girls' time and stuff.
I've
like
never
that.
Met anyone on the internet who does that. Though everyone on the internet who is looking for that is weird. Like, I can't.
I don't disagree. Yeah. Definitely.
How do you base someone off of a couple messages on if you want to just give them money or not?
Mm-hmm. So is drug use in the clubs you've worked at, are people doing drugs openly? Like, they'll take out a bag of cocaine and, like...
Not like on the floor of the strip club, but
so
like
kinda discreet, but not
kind
like
of discreet, but like even the managers know what's going on. Yeah. They just don't want it in view of the camera. But literally everybody does it.
Yeah.
Like every single person, every customer, they'll ask us for it, like things like that.
Yeah. They'll ask you if you have any.
Yeah.
So is that a common thing that a stripper would be selling drugs?
Some of them, not all of them. It's normally like someone gets asked and they'll run in the back and start asking every single girl, like, do you have this? Have this? And we'll all be like, no, like, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. Or like, I've had customers who they'll buy a VIP with me and then just sit like in the back in the, like behind the curtain, like doing a bump, like every 5 minutes or something.
While you're dancing?
Well, I can't really dance while they're trying to do a bump, but I like that because I don't have to dance the whole time.
And but
I
you're just like, yeah, hanging
and
out.
And there's
like
no refunds. So it's like if you buy a 10-minute dance and you're doing a bump every so often, like, I'm getting your money for doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you interested in other aspects of sex work?
I have, like, thought about it, but I find that, as I previously mentioned, like, genuine affection and, like, connections with, like, other people that I want to date or want to be with, like, that's, like, so important to me that I, like, actually can't bring myself to do it, you know? Because when I'm, like, trying to date someone, if I find someone, and it's rare that I find someone that I want to, like, date or, like, be, like, going steady with or whatever, that when I'm with them, it's, like, I adore them and that's everything and I would, like, do anything, you know?
Yeah, and it'd be hard to separate.
Well, not, like, anything, but within reason, you know? Like, I'm riding, but I'm not dying, like.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why I couldn't do it, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, I could not.
That needs to be on the t-shirt. I'm riding, but I'm not dying.
I saw that in some Vine.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I forgot whose Vine it was, but it was some girl, like, something about her getting her weave in, and she was like, I'm riding, but I'm not dying. And I'm like, that's me, like, to a T, like, I'm riding, but I'm not finna die for you.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So I was, what was I doing that I saw this? I just saw this link. So you like a lot of music. Do you like Drake?
If you hate Drake,
him, it works with the story, so it's fine. You can like or not like him.
Some Drake.
So he recently... It says, stripper Malaya Michelle says Drake tried to make her stop dancing for years.
Oh, is this about the Jersey thing?
Yes, so it's Houston Appreciation Weekend, which I already don't know what that is. But he's in Houston, whatever. And so but I saw on Instagram, yeah, we all saw he retired a couple of strippers' jerseys. But then she, like, went on social media and was like, no the fuck not. Like, absolutely. And, oh, someone tell Malaya she's on fire, she should work tonight. Like, that verse is about her. Whatever. Just to get us all acquainted with who she is. But anyway, she just went off and was like, she literally was like, eat a dick. Absolutely,
yeah,
not.
She's
like,
I retire myself.
Exactly.
Retire
so it's
me.
So cool because
yeah,
she like
that.
Went on a huge thing and said like, and it was weird because she was saying Drake always was trying to get her to stop dancing, but like, he can't stay out of the club, so shut the fuck up.
He's trying to open his own club.
Really? I didn't hear that.
I forget where I read that online, but I read from several different places online that he's trying to open his own club, which I would never work at. Like, I would never work in Texas to begin with, but I would never work at Drake's club, especially.
Why?
Yeah,
Drake's,
why?
Because, no, like, I don't know. Not to cause that drama, I doubt Drake will hear this, but he's a pussy, and I don't want to...
Why is he a pussy? Give us some fucking
he's
hot takes right now.
Because you said that. He's
Drizzy, are you listening?
Headline, y'all
because...
gonna call Drake a pussy.
Because, like, I don't know, he always, like, from everything I see, obviously I don't personally know him, but it's like from everything I've ever seen on the internet or heard about him, it's like, he always thinks he's dating girls when he's not really dating girls, and he's like real into strippers, but he's like trying to act like he's not into strippers and like all this shit. And it's like, make up your mind, like, you either with it or you're not. Mm-hmm. And like, he looks like he's just a softie, and I like to hang around like rough people. Like, you don't have to look rough, but like,
no, I feel
you know, mm-hmm. like people who are like actual people and know what they want. And he just seems like he doesn't know what the hell he's doing and what he wants. Like,
yeah.
He's just trying to get in the headlines, like.
Well, so and exactly, piggybacking off what the type of guy who thinks he wants a stripper and doesn't, like, his whole thing, she was just saying, let's see. She was just saying that he would just try to get her to stop dancing forever, and then she said, like, why do you have such a problem with it? He got mad and told me not to come. Oh, she was like, I remember pleading with him to understand. I said, Beyonce wears the kind of same kind of stuff I wear. And then he got mad and told me not to compare myself to Beyonce. Bitch, what? Don't you tell me not to compare myself to Beyonce. I'm a woman. Like, that's what we do. Anyway, it's just interesting because I love Drake, but, like, I can see that happening with any guy where it's just like, I don't get it, you're about it, but you fucking demeaning me at the same time. I actually have,
like, a recent experience with that shit. So, like, I had this long-term boyfriend that I was with when I started dancing.
Yeah.
And he started getting booty tickled about it, whatever.
We broke up.
And now that we're not dating, like, obviously when you break up with someone, you don't follow them on social media or anything, but we have so many mutual friends that I see that now, like, everybody that he hangs out with, girl-wise, is, like, trying to dress like a stripper, and, like, he wants to get a stripper pole in his house and things like that. And I'm really just, like, I wasn't allowed to get a stripper pole when we were dating and I was an actual stripper, but now you want to buy one for your house? Like, what the fuck going on? I don't know what the fuck going on.
Did you see that on, like, Instagram or Snapchat story where he said, looking online or something?
No, I saw it on Twitter where he was, like, something about, like stripper pole coming next week or some shit, and someone retweeted it, and I saw
that would make me fucking mad. Yeah, that's so annoying. And I'm
like people need to respect, like, the hustle, like, respect it, like,
yeah. So you were doing moves when you were literally 5 years old at the schoolyard. Yeah. Are you have you always been a good dancer? Like, that part comes naturally to you?
Yeah, I tried to do ballet when I was little, but I would just nap under the table the whole time.
Yeah.
But as I got older, like, all throughout high school and, like, middle school, like, I was always on dance team and, like, cheer and all that stuff. Just because, like, it's what I'm good at. And it's what I like to do. Even though I feel really uncomfortable watching dancing videos.
Of yourself?
Like, no, of, like, anyone. Because, like, it feels good to dance physically in my head. But watching, like, videos of other people dance, I'm like, why are you moving so fast? What's going on? That looks weird.
Why is their face
like,
so serious? I thought serious. I was the only
one. It's, like, secondhand embarrassment.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the only dance I can watch without getting secondhand embarrassment is ballet.
This ballet.
Like, yeah, because that shit's just tight, but, like, anyone else, like, they're just going
like
hard
that
and they're like.
Street shit,
yeah, like, they're like making a face and, like, moving so fast and, like.
Or, like, look like they're exerting so much effort.
Yeah, and I'm just like. It just makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I guess it is more universal than.
That's weird. Because, like, dancing was so popular, like, back when, like, you got served and shit came
out. But now it's, like,
but now
weird.
It's just weird as fuck. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, I have, shit. Like, a friend who's really into, like, dance. Like, she'll know, like, a really good I don't even know how to describe this. Like a good...
Like,
she's into watching videos of, like, really good dancers. Yeah, or she'll be like, oh, this is a good dancer. I don't know. But, yeah, stuff like that. I'm like, if something's so fucking tight, I can, like, watch it for a little. But otherwise, like...
Yeah.
What? Like, I'm not into, like, YouTube videos and stuff.
I watch voguing YouTube videos, though. Like, balls and stuff with, like, drag queens voguing.
What's ball? Balls, like a gala, is
no,
what you're
saying? No, so balls are, like... I don't think they have any in Los Angeles, but I know they have them in New York. And it's, like, where a lot of, like, queens, like, drag queens and, like, you know, queer people and, like, gay men. And even, like, I don't know, like, everyone just goes that's into that. And, like, you pay whatever to get in, and it's, like, everyone's, like, voguing and, like, showing their outfit, and it's almost like you're being judged on, like, who has the best outfit and who can vogue the best. And, like, you know, there's always that guy on the mic, like, in every voguing video, he's, like, freestyling on the mic almost, but it's, like, so ridiculous. It's just great. It's my favorite thing.
Okay.
She's basically explaining ham.
Yeah, it's ham, but for the LGBT community.
But yeah, yo.
But ham is very LGBTQ friendly.
They're friendly, but it's not for them by them. It's not FUBU, you know?
Yes.
It's not FUBU.
Yeah. So do you have any other, we talked about your music. What, do you have anything else going on that you would want to talk about? Or like, Fucking advertise or something?
I model. Book me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was in...
Oh my god, I saw your runway thing.
Yeah, that, I was in was Los Angeles Fashion Week last year for Sav Noir. I'm like really good friends with Edwin. And that was my first runway actually that I've ever done. But that's like what I want my end career goal to be. Nice. So like castings are on Tuesday for this fashion week. And I'm like nervous kind of because I've been eating so much food. Like just wrecking every food you put in front of me.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, like, I've been trying to get as much modeling work as I can. Like, I used to strip every day, and now I go, like, every so often just so I can focus on, like, the modeling stuff.
Okay.
Like, just been, like, trying to get more pictures or, like, more runway work or, like, even just, like, meeting people. Like, just trying to, like, you know, plug all of that so I can actually pursue that.
Yeah.
Even though now it's, like... To get signed to an agency or, like, get work, you have to have, like, so many followers or, like, be known.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to build that up because now Instagram is so relevant that that's what it needs to be.
It's really important. But, yeah, which is cool, but it's just, like, a catch-22. Like, but it's also, like, plus, I mean, you can literally buy followers and stuff. So that's why it's, like, okay, but it can't just be a numbers game because some of this shit is stupid as fuck.
Yeah,
like,
you can't buy followers.
You can't buy a following for sure.
You're gonna have 20,000 followers
and have like 300 likes,
like three retweets and shit. Like, they're gonna know.
Oh yeah, I mean, I can spot it out of.
Yeah.
But like, I'll talk to friends of mine in the Midwest. They'll send me something and be like, "I don't get it. How does this person have?" Or, oh, a lot of times with, like, follower robots that you can get, like, it means they're liking all these random accounts' pictures, and so that's something I've known to be true. And my friend will be like. They'll send something in a group text and be like, I don't get it. Why is this person liking this random, like, Yugoslavian child's, like, thing? And I'm like, that is, the, like, the sure way to spot, like, a follower bot. Yeah, like, that's the kind of shit, like, you have to know.
That's why, like, personally, what I found works is instead of just, like, getting a follower bot, like, go on your explore page and just, like people's pictures that you actually like. Because, like, doing that, even if you don't follow them, like, you'll get more followers.
Yeah.
Like, I've been doing that for a while, and the other day I gained, like, 100 followers in a day doing that
shit. Wow, just because, like, you expanded
Just because you're, like, commenting and liking shit that you actually like that's, like, for you on your explore page. Mm-hmm. Like, it works so well.
Use the real mechanism that they're providing for you, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's about it. That's the only thing I need to plug, because I'm trying to get mad modeling work.
Let's do it. I hope you're in LA Fashion Week again. I loved the look last time.
I feel like I got did dirty last time, so I'm trying to, like, come back with vengeance.
You're saying, like, you didn't like it?
No, like, so they had, like, I have curly hair, so he told me to straighten my hair before I came, and I did, and then when we went to hair and makeup, they had, like, three, like, this sounds hella racist, but it's not. It's just a dumb thing. Like, you give me three white people to straighten my black ass hair and get it pinned straight. And to the point where I literally, literally not exaggerating, had 2 minutes to do my full face of makeup when I got to makeup before I had to go on, like, go walk.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, a mess. Like, my makeup was the worst out of everybody's.
No, oh my god, I couldn't relate more.
And, like... They put, like, water-based gel on my hair as soon as they straightened it. So by the time I was done walking, my hair looked like I was a poodle. Like,
I mean, I talk to people that go through this type of shit all the time. Like, I don't model that often, but for things I have or for music videos I've gone on, makeup artists, like, there's so many popping people, and I have friends who are popping as fuck, so good at their craft on Instagram, but makeup artists at shoots and shit are the fucking worst. They never know what they're doing. Like, they make, I've had that exact experience where I wasn't, like, I'm not trying to be modest, but, or the opposite, but I literally was, like, by far the ugliest in what they did to me compared to everyone else. Like, it was just... Like, a fact, like, you literally fucked me. So shit like that, it's just...
Yeah, and, like...
It's a hard world.
It sucks because my outfit, like, I love everything that, like, Sav Noir puts out. Like, I genuinely do. That's my boy. Like, I'm gonna support him, and he really helped me out with that. But I really had the worst hair and makeup out of everybody, and it took so much time that literally I was sitting in the chair, like, can they do my makeup while they're doing my hair? And he was just so busy that, like, he couldn't stop and, like, you know? So I'm just like, now I gotta come back and like show them what's really going on, you know? Like,
that's the thing. Like, that's also just what makes me mad is that it's like, if I put together my own outfit and like style myself, like I can serve a fucking look. Like, you just downgraded me. Like, that just made me so mad when I've had that happen to me. I'm like, I could have done this better myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's hope that we just put good energy into you getting better experiences later.
Yeah, I actually just met someone. I took the train from North Hollywood here, and some guy was like staring at me on the train, and I was like, why is this weird guy like looking at me, you know? He got like diamond chains and like bracelets and shit, and like a really nice outfit, designer, and I was like, why is he looking at me?
Yeah.
And then like when we're getting off the train, he's like, hey, like, I'm this designer, and I had, like, I can't remember who it was, but I had heard of him before.
Wow.
And then he was like, I want you to come to my showroom. Like, I want you to, like, do some work with me. And I was like, it's lit. Like, take my information. I can go tomorrow if you want.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know?
Good.
So I'm, like, hoping that it keeps going like that, because, like, I keep getting hit up. But, like, you know, when you keep getting hit up to do stuff, you're kind of like, when is this going to go wrong? Or, like, you know, what, like, is all of this, like, actually real, or am I being, like, scammed right now? Like,
yeah, I think that's just the thing. Too many good things at once, then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I found, like, right now, like, for me, I'm getting a lot of, like, other career opportunities, but the strip club has been, like, really bad for me. Like, it's been really slow.
It's weird. Interpreting signs is really weird, and it's like, what does that mean? Does that mean... Is pointing me in the direction of not being a stripper.
Am I supposed to stop stripping now?
I don't get it.
I said I was going to stop stripping like a month ago, and then I like had to go to the hospital, and I got my hospital bill, and I was like, psych, now I got to go back to the strip club.
Damn,
like,
medical bills are so fucking expensive. What a world.
Is your Mercury in retrograde right now?
Everyone's is. It's retrograde right now. Huh?
It's retrograde.
My life is going pretty good right now. I don't know about your guys.
Well, I mean, I think depending on exactly what planets rule you, you don't have to have a bad effect to it, but Mercury to Earth or the Sun or something in general is in retrograde.
It's fucking with everybody.
Till September 5th, which is the day after my birthday, so I'm like, it's my birthday and it fucking sucks.
Which is, I literally have been crying in the club every day. I feel like that meme, why am I crying in the club right now?
It happens. Well, and it's good that we can blame it on that.
Yeah, it sucks though, because damn, like, my strongest is Venus, so I'm like, Mercury, why? Like, you still fucking me up, like.
I think it does everyone, but not Eric, apparently.
Not me.
Fucking
Eric's just blessed.
I'm just blessed.
Blessed, he's like a fucking
it's the do-rag.
Lion.
It's
Leo,
the do-rag.
You are a I've lion never, in a do-rag.
I've never seen him without the do-rag, so I think it's the do-rag.
Yes, you have. Like,
I definitely have, but I love the do-rag. I mean, I prefer it because I just love it.
Because I haven't had a haircut in a minute. That's the only reason why I'm wearing it. But you've seen me
Terrence
without
Howard
my
is
do-rag.
Fuck.
I probably didn't remember because I probably didn't know it was you because I'm used to the do-rag.
You were probably so fucked up, though. I remember seeing you at Suck It at the party one time.
On St. Patrick's Day?
Fuck, when was that? It was somewhere downtown in that big-ass warehouse.
I remember on St. Patrick's Day, you were like, you kept trying to grill me like I didn't pay to get in.
Yeah.
I worked the door with Eric sometimes, so that's his.
That
so
might have been the one.
But
I remember
it
grilling.
And I literally was like, they made me throw away all my beers and I paid to get in, so you're doing me mad dirty right
Wait,
now.
Wait, did I work that one?
You might have worked that one. You might have.
They
know.
Made me throw.
No, I worked like Cinco
they made
de Mayo,
me keep a whole
holiday.
Case of beer in the hallway while I went inside the party.
Did you keep
like,
coming out?
Like a 35 rack. Like, they made me keep like a big box like of like good beer, like
That's
Lagunitas
so
in the.
We got to. You gotta spend money at the bar.
Don't
and I did too though because you know I get like a shot or like a full cup of drink and I'll chase it with beer.
Okay,
so like.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm gonna spend money regardless, like...
That's funny.
Interesting.
Every time I'm gonna go to a party, I make sure I go to the strip club the night before so I have money to spend.
Yeah. That's adorable. That's
like,
see,
so
that's
cash.
The best part of the career. It's like, just the... You can say, no, I need to make money.
No, and last night, I went to Dark City, LA, and I went to work the day before, and I went last night before I went, and I didn't make any money. And I was like, Mercury, why? Like,
damn.
I was a mess.
Yeah, that's true. You can't depend on it, I guess.
Like, I mean, I guess you can if you really like trying to like push selling lab dances. But like I said, I don't really do that because I don't like to feel like I'm annoying people. Because it would suck if you go into a club and like before you even sit down or see anyone, a girl's like, hey, you ready to go get a lab dance? Like, that's so annoying. I would be so pissed off. I'd be like, bitch, get out of my face right now. Like, let me check out what's here. Like,
Let me check out the merchandise. Cool. Lit, though. It's lit. Well, this has been so fun. Thanks for doing this. I like everything we talked about.
Yoko.
Blasian Kimura 2.0. Gonna rock the fucking runway and marry a fucking trillionaire. So
she married a millionaire and a trillionaire. That's me. I'm trying to get there.
No, she's the best. She's goals as fuck.
Yeah, wasn't she like Chanel or whoever's like muse?
Chanel... for youngest, you know, like she was fucking 13.
So Paris, hit me up if you want me to be your muse, because I've been told several times that I am one. So
you are. You're striking.
At Pat Smear, spell it out.
No, Pab.
Pab.
You say it.
Pabstxsmear.
But say it as a word.
Pabst Smear.
Pabst Smear. I mean, we gotta enunciate better.
You're enunciating,
right?
But.
Pap smear, yeah, I guess.
Fuck enunciate.
Oh my god, my mom keeps FaceTiming me. Okay, well, thanks.
Deuces, man.
Deuces.
Goodbye.